minutes after the 1 o'clock hour on this 20th day of June. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. All right, so I was listening to Good Morning NoCo. Once or twice a week, I hear Tanner say something and then I'm just like, come on. No, you're wrong. Let me ask you this. Is Sean Payton as a coach the equivalent to Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback? You think so? You think Sean Payton is one of the best coaches to ever do it?
In terms of just success and championships, they're pretty much even.
True. But as a player, Rodgers has, I mean, he's going to go, he's a Hall of Famer. Sean Payton, maybe he is a Hall of Famer. Not sure, but I know Rodgers is.
I think they're both kind of, I'd say, on the outside looking in right now. I wouldn't say Rodgers is guaranteed greatest.
Hall of Fame?
Not Hall of Fame, but like greatest quarterback ever.
No, he's not ever going to be GOAT unless somehow with the Jets he wins like two Super Bowls or whatever. He won't be one of those guys. Again, Tom Brady's got that locked down. But to even be Patrick Mahomes status. But I feel like Aaron Rodgers for the bulk of his career was considered one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Maybe even considered one of the best of all time throughout the bulk of his career. Yes, the last 2 years have been weird. He's been weird. All that stuff has probably went against him. You know me, Angel. I'm very much a snob when it comes to greatness in coaches. I mean, I'm the guy that says Mike Shanahan and his Hall of Fame status should be in question. People hate that. But I'm not going to sit here and say that because basically Tanner said today, the Jets went out and got their superstar quarterback and the Broncos went out and got their superstar coach. There, to me, dude, there's like one, maybe two great coaches that are currently coaching in the NFL right now. And that is Bill Belichick and Andy Reid. Am I missing anybody that should be like, oh, it's upper echelon coach?
Shula.
As far as head coaching?
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, you would consider him like a current coach?
As a current coach?
Yeah,
no. Like
no, coach. I'm talking currently. I said currently in the NFL. Yeah, he's one of the... Shula's one. There's a few of the guys back in the day, but... Right now, there's only two coaches that I would consider superstar coaches. Guys that have a lot of talent and can certainly be on their way, but I'm just looking at it going, the idea that, oh, well, the Jets are going to be good, and I think the Jets could be good. I agree with Tanner on that. But saying, okay, well, what the Jets did is kind of like what the Broncos did. They went out and got a Sean Payton. Aaron Rodgers is much better at his craft than Sean Payton is at his craft. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they have the same amount of Super Bowls, but every single year, Aaron Rodgers is listed as one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Sean Payton, well, first off, he's been out for two seasons. I just don't think it's the equivalent. The comparison should have been, the Jets went out and got their Rodgers this year. Last year, the Broncos thought they went out and got their superstar quarterback. Obviously, Russ
didn't work out. Talk about Payton as a superstar coach. He's been tied to the Broncos for 2 years. He's been tied to other teams as a top potential candidate as a coach.
Sean Payton's been tied to the Broncos for 2 years?
I think. Hasn't he been? Or at least some kind of connection? Or just if a team is going to hire a coach, Sean Payton would be at the top of everybody's list.
Yeah, but I mean, the Broncos were very much set on Nathaniel Hackett experiment last year. So I don't know if, I'm sure Sean Payton's name came up. Maybe he wasn't interested just yet. But yeah, as we knew the end was coming for Hackett, the Broncos were, that was pretty much on their mind the whole time. Some can argue, well, the Broncos might have wanted Harbaugh more so than Payton, but Harbaugh was pretty much using the Broncos and the NFL as leverage for his Michigan deal. All I'm saying is my caution here is when I look at when people are like, Sean Payton, he's the adult in the room, he's doing all these great. Yes, I think he is. He's much better than Nathaniel Hackett, but Angel, Nathaniel Hackett was trash. Sorry, he's a good guy. But if you just go look, Go look at Russell Wilson's numbers before Nathaniel Hackett and two games after Nathaniel Hackett with Rosberg. It's night and day difference. It's phenomenal. Go look at Geno Smith under defensive-minded coach Pete Carroll. His one year with Seattle. Night and day difference. Coaching does matter. This is why this upcoming season, I'll be very, very intrigued. Must-see TV to see if Sean Payton is the chicken or the egg. Because we're going to be able to tell if it's Russell Wilson or it's great scheming. You know what I mean by that, right? Like, if Russell Wilson rolls out and makes a beautiful 25-yard pass and does that more often than not, sure, the playmaking is good, but it's Russ making the plays. There were a lot of times Nathaniel Hackett, when he did get one right, they would scheme up some pretty wide-open passes that just found guys wide the hell open. They found one with Greg Dulcich last year where he just got lost in the coverage and people forgot about him and he was wide open. So there's certainly going to be times where you can go, oh, that's just superior coaching. But there will be some obvious enough times down the road where we're going to go, was that Russ or was that Sean Payton? So where I'm looking at this saying, okay, I do think the Jets are going to be better. But saying that the Jets went out and got their superstar quarterback, I'm not 100% sold that Sean Payton is just this Aaron Rodgers of coaches in the NFL. I don't know that many are. Just go look at coaches in the league. You tell me if you think that these guys are like top-notch. And I'm saying compare them to Shula. Put them in those categories. Because we're going to put Aaron Rodgers in the same category as Elway and Montana when it's all said and done. You can argue whether who's better or not, but he's going to be at least in those conversations. Jonathan Gannon, no. Arthur Smith, Falcons, no. John Harbaugh. Big-time conversations. He's got a Super Bowl win. 10 playoff berths, AP Coach of the Year. See, I'm strict. He's not. He's not in the top tier. Not yet. Let's see what he does with Lamar Jackson. He could get there. You got to be epic as a head coach. Sean McDermott. Probably not. Frank Reich. Obviously his time with the Colts. No. Matt Eberflus of the Bears. No. Brand new. Or fairly last year. Zach Taylor with the Bengals. No. Kevin Stefanski, Mike McCarthy, Dan Campbell, Matt LeFleur, D'Amico Ryans, Shane Steichen, Doug Peterson, Andy Reid. I'm going there because he's got two titles with the Chiefs. He's been to one Super Bowl with the Eagles, maybe more than one. But they were always in the NFC Championship. I go Andy Reid up there pretty high. Bill Belichick, yes. Sean McVay was on his way, has hit a bump in the road. Brandon Staley, no. Your boy Mike McDaniel, no. Kevin O'Connell from Minnesota, no. Dennis Allen, Brian Dable, Robert Saleh, Nick Sirianni, Mike Tomlin. Maybe Mike Tomlin.
Over Harbaugh?
He's got two titles. He's got, doesn't he have two? No, he just has the one. You're right. The first one was Bill Cowher. Maybe that's a wash with those two. Okay. Tomlin and Harbaugh, a wash. Kyle Shanahan? It's there. Haven't won it yet. Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll's close. He's got the one title, and they've been to two Super Bowls.
I'd put him right there with Harbaugh and Tomlin.
If not, maybe above because of what he did with Geno Smith last year. And he's a defensive-minded guy. Todd Bowles, no. I mean, no. Mike Vrabel, no. Ron Rivera, no. Okay, so we're saying, are you going with me on this? Two guys currently coaching in the league that we would consider upper echelon greatness. Or are you not putting Andy Reid there?
I would throw Payton in there.
You'd put Sean Payton in with Andy Reid and Bill Belichick.
In terms of our conversation about the comparison to Rodgers, yes. I think they're the moves, we'll see how they pan out. I think they are similar moves in that you needed something to get fixed. For New York, it was you had the coach, you have the team, you needed the quarterback. Denver, you needed the coach to get the team fixed.
Yeah, and Sean Payton could get there. I'm just saying, okay, he's got the title. He's been to a lot of playoffs. But it is the Belichick-Brady argument, because we had the argument. Who was it? Was it Tom? Was it Belichick? In Seattle, was it Pete Carroll or was it Russell Wilson? Well, it's looking like it was Pete Carroll, even though he's a defensive-minded guy. He found a way. He puts the right guys in place to work with his quarterbacks, and he still has that say.
What if Rodgers struggles enough to where he could talk about, was he just better because of Green Bay? Just being there, he was drafted there, his home, he felt comfortable there. New York's obviously a whole different animal.
It'd be easier to make that argument if he just had one head coach. But the fact that he had, what, Mike McCarthy and now LaFleur, and he still played at a very high level. I think his legacy is set. He's a Hall of Famer. He's going to go down as a top 10 quarterback of all time. Now he's old, so he has the age argument. Because if he fades it with the Jets, we can easily just say, yeah, it wasn't his time. I believe anyway. Sean Payton, if he struggles next year and the Broncos don't really, you know, say they win 7 games, that's a dent in his legacy. I don't believe that's going to happen. I'm not ready to say Sean Payton is upper echelon yet, because I'm very strict. Dude, I'm the same guy that will tell you that Mike Shanahan, outside of the 2 Super Bowls, which are phenomenal, he didn't do a whole lot. I mean, they went to an AFC championship with Jake Plummer, and that was fantastic. But what did he do? Because he was the coach and the GM. He drafted Jay Cutler. You have, like, the best year ever with Jake Plummer, and or that Jake Plummer could give you, and you go draft Jay Cutler. And that was the end. Jake Plummer was done at that point. And I get it. People really hate on my Mike Shanahan take, and I love Mike Shanahan, but outside of the 2 Super Bowl victories with, like, 7 Hall of Famers, you didn't do much. That's why Tomlin's not there. Okay, Harbaugh's not there. But I will say Andy Reid's there. He does have 2 Super Bowls, but he's always deep in the playoffs. Whether he's with the Eagles or the Chiefs, he's always there. Shanahan didn't go to Washington and do that. Andy Reid left from Philadelphia, where he was a perennial playoff team, a perennial contender. Then he goes to Kansas City, picks up right where he leaves off. Yes, he gets Patrick Mahomes, but the fact that Andy Reid's done it twice adds more credibility to him. If Bill Belichick somehow gets the most out of Mac Jones, or player to be named later before he retires, then you're going to give him more credibility. Right now, it's Tom Brady. He's winning this battle. But I got to see it. Sean Payton's got a lot. Everyone's saying Russell Wilson has so much to prove, and he does. He absolutely does. But Sean Payton's got a lot to prove, too. No question about it. Because he has done it, but he's done it with a Hall of Famer. He did it with a Hall of Famer, with Drew Brees. Smitty saying, Shanahan deserves the Hall of Fame. 2 Super Bowl wins, innovative offense, which is still used in several forms, huge coaching tree, which is still in existence. Do we put people in the Hall of Fame for guys they mentored? I don't think so. He coached up guys and led great guys. I don't think so. It's based on what you did in your coaching career. It's kind of my argument with, should the GOAT conversation, should if you have a guy that's an executive, like Michael Jordan, John Elway, Joe Sakic, should what they did as an executive be used for or against them as a player? Same with Shanahan. I get the coaching tree. That's great, and it's wonderful. But I'm asking, what did he do as a head coach? Because you can mentor guys, and then they can take your mentorship, and they can grow it and do more than you've ever done. Innovative offense, great, but at the end of the day, what did the innovative offense really do? He was outside of the 2 Super Bowls. I think it's fair to say Mike Shanahan was more of a 500 type coach. If you just average it out. Now, I don't have that in front of me. But as a coach,
he was 552. Winning percentage.
So we're about, yeah. So he's about 500.
13th all time in head coaches and wins.
And trust me, I am a snob when it comes to coaches. I think there should be like 4 coaches in the Hall of Fame. And Lombardi gets in because the trophy's named after him. Like there's history. There's certain guys that just get in. I love Mike Shanahan. I grew up with Mike Shanahan. But looking at overall his career, dude, and the Super Bowl champions, yes, amazing. Hall of Fame quarterback, Hall of Fame running back, Hall of Fame tight end, Hall of Fame safety, Hall of Fame offensive lineman. Maybe there was more. There's five right there, five Hall of Famers. That team was stacked. Those 2 years, absolutely stacked. Let's see. With the Raiders, 7-9, 1-3, Broncos, 8-8, 13-3 in 96, 12-4 Super Bowl year, 14-2 Super Bowl year. Year after Elway, 6-10. They bounced back with Brian Griese at 11-5, then 8-8, 9-7, 10-6, 10-6, 13-3 was the Jake Plummer year. 9-7, 7-9, 8-8, 6-10 with Washington, 5-11 with Washington, 10-6 with Washington, 13. He was 3-13 with Washington his final year. Good coach. My Hall of Fame thing is out of control, and I get that, but I want the absolute greatest in there. Two Super Bowls is great. If you would have added several more deep playoff runs without John Elway or with John Elway, then I'm going with you there. He didn't have a lot of time with Elway, really. I mean, he only had, the 4 years with John. But that all worked. They figured it out. I'm just saying Sean Payton has a lot. When we go back to this, as far as saying Sean Payton is the Aaron Rodgers, I don't even think Shanahan is the equivalent to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is upper echelon quarterback. Sean Payton, good coach. How does he become a great coach? Win in Denver without Drew Brees. Even with Russ. Russ has shown us Hall of Fame numbers in the past. Don't know if he's there. He hit such a speed bump last year that I think it knocked the bumper off the vehicle and sent him back a mile and a half. He has to recover what he just lost last year. I actually think Russ is going to have a monster year. I think he's going to give us a version of what we saw back in Seattle. And I'm not talking about Sean Payton, necessarily. I'm not talking about his numbers that we saw or the getting shredded again, you know, losing weight, all that stuff. I'm talking about the Jerry Rosberg games. The games where he threw for 283 yards, three touchdowns, one interception, but had a 54% completion percentage. It wasn't great, but the numbers were there, and he ran for three touchdowns against the Chiefs, or two touchdowns against the Chiefs. He had 222 yards and a touchdown and two rushing touchdowns against the Chiefs in a close loss. That's with Rosberg. Those are better numbers than what we were seeing consistently with Nathaniel Hackett. You guys want to talk about what was really the issue. We could talk about Russ. We can make the funny jokes about Subway and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, sorry, but your situation with Nathaniel Hackett was awful. He was a terrible coach, not a good, strong leader, and Russ needs some structure because he's going to want all the things that he thinks are the best things to do. You remember Tim Tebow? The guy needed structure. He didn't always take structure. He was out. I remember one time hearing this. It was his stud year when he was killing it. Supposed to be in watching film. And then they were going to go throw. And they're like, whoever the offensive coordinator was, it McCoy? At the time, they're like, where's Tebow? They're like, he's in the gym. He's lifting. They're like, why is he lifting? He's big enough. We don't need him to lift right now. We got film study to do, and then we got to go throw. He needs to be throwing footballs through tires, not lifting tires. Tebow had his own idea as far as how he could be the best player he could be. It was wrong. He needed to do exactly what the coaches said. It's not that he was fighting them. He just had a different way of working out and doing those things. Russell Wilson has an idea of how he thinks things should be done. It's clearly wrong. Nathaniel Hackett gave into that and let him do those things. Yes, he needs Sean Payton, a strong-willed guy. But he can still come back out of this and be a superstar-type quarterback with or without Sean Payton fully arriving. It's going to take a group effort, though. Both of them have a lot to prove, in my mind. Russ more so than Sean just because of the year that was. If last year didn't happen, both guys are coming in. Sean Payton, in my mind, would have more to prove because he's been out of the league for a couple of years. 25 minutes after the hour, let's take a short break. Tight-knit brewing poll question of the day, completely off topic, but here it is. It's available at theholeshow.com. Are we digging CSU's 2023 football uniforms? Go vote at theholeshow.com. Most of you are saying, I think the majority is saying you love them at this stage. Go vote again at theholeshow.com 25 minutes after the hour. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
This one always gets people going because it's against Mike Shanahan. It's proof that I can be, you know, I can take the homer out. I can take it out of my brain and fully assess the situation. I love Mike Shanahan. But I'm telling you, man, my Hall of Fame, you could give me a test right now and I pass the test and I will give you the answers of who should be in the Hall of Fame. If it's not instant, they're not Hall of Fames. And I just, going through all of it, you brought up Don Shula. You know how many Super Bowls he went to? Six. And he won two of those. There is something to say about not only winning some Super Bowls, but what's your staying power like? Are you a consistent, good coach year in and year out? And the answer for Mike Shanahan, aside from the two Super Bowl years and the Jake Plummer 13-3 year, the greatness isn't there. I'm sorry. Bill Belichick, obviously, tons of Super Bowls, 9 appearances. He won the, 6 with Tom? Vince Lombardi, I mean, for so many reasons, but yeah, 3 NFL championships. Super Bowl I, Super Bowl II, and then a championship before that. And he was the father of football. There's going to be guys that just get a little extra because they were the first ones. He's one of them. John Shula's there. Bill Walsh. How many Super Bowls did he have? 3. He had 6 division titles, I think. He won 3 Super Bowls. Yes, he's up there. He was constantly in the playoffs, constantly doing big things. So there's a few guys that I really, Joe Gibbs. So you're telling me that Mike Shanahan is in the same Hall of Fame in your minds as Joe Gibbs and Bill Belichick and really? See, and I just don't go there. My Hall of Fame is reserved for GOATs. We get lost. We have abused the term GOAT. Maybe I've been guilty of it sometime, but we have abused that term so much. GOAT stands for the greatest of all time. There's only a few guys that should be in the Hall of Fame we have every year. But Angel, we all know what the Hall of Fame is. It's a moneymaker for the NFL. Every single year, how many do they put in? Is it like 7 or 8 or whatever? Why? When you retire and you're eligible for the Hall of Fame, shouldn't we all know like that? If you're a Hall of Famer? Why do we have to wait and go first ballot, second ballot, third ballot? Oh, that's right, because every year we have to have a Hall of Fame game. We have to have marketing around it. We have to have advertisers up on the stage around it. It's just another moneymaker, which is a genius move by the NFL. I'm not knocking it. But that's why. I had somebody ask me the other day, it's not even a big sports fan. They're like, why do you have to wait so long to find out if you're on the Hall of Fame? I'm like, because it's about money. It's about marketing. You know right now, current players, I could tell you, and you would know as soon as they retire if they're Hall of Fame, it's the instant test. And you just know. But the NFL uses it because, oh, we got to put these guys in. There's no reason a guy should be out, like a Pat Bowlen, who was out of the league for a while. And you just know. What changed? That's what drives me crazy. They retire 5 years later, and they're not in first ballot. What changed? What did they do or didn't do while they were retired and not actually in the game? What changed? Nothing? Nothing? No Angel today?
Well, no, I mean, just it's not an exclusive thing. So you just, when there's a spot open, you put someone else in there. Like,
but that's the thing. There's no openings to the Hall of Fame. It's a never-ending hall that you can put an infinite number of busts in there. But it's a marketing tool that they use to make money. So it's like, what changes on a yearly basis? Why was Pat Bowlen suddenly good enough to get in the Hall of Fame several years after he had been out of the league? Doesn't make any sense. I'm just saying, Mike, when I look at this and I look at Shanahan and I look at guys like Sean Payton and all that stuff, yes, if we want to sit here and say Sean Payton's a superstar coach, I only believe there's like 2 of them. in the league right now. I only think there's like five Hall of Fame coaches. There should be. Tom Landry's one of those guys. Two Super Bowls, but also five Super Bowl appearances. If Shanahan had gone to like three more AFC championships, I'm saying just AFC championships, then yeah, you're probably getting closer. But I'm not going to give him the Hall of Fame for two Super Bowls with five, at least, Hall of Famers. Because there wasn't enough before and after that. Chuck Knoll. That's another one. So it's not a popular take. I get it. There's a lot of people that just hate this argument. Let's see. The Well County Swami. Reed and Belichick are in the Joe Montana conversation. Peyton and Harbaugh and Tomlin are in Rodgers territory. See, I think that Rodgers is in the upper echelon of great quarterbacks. So Dan Marino is in the same conversation as, not the deep conversation, but he's considered one of the great, great quarterbacks. And he didn't win a title. Rodgers has got one. So if Dan Marino's in those conversations, Rodgers has got to be in that conversation.
I'm sure they're in conversation, but I think a lot of people would put Rodgers over Marino because of the Super Bowl.
Well, and the four MVPs.
Sure.
That's the thing a lot of people forget about is all the MVPs that Rodgers has acquired over his years. And they spread out 11, 14, 20, and 21 just recently. I mean, no, Rodgers is in the Montana conversation. He doesn't have the Super Bowls, but he's in there. The number, we talked about this yesterday. We have this fixed in our brain that Nikola Jokic can't be considered a top 10 player because he doesn't have the titles. But what if he's just better than those guys? What if he is better than those guys? Certain things have to happen. John Stockton and Karl Malone never won a title. So, yeah, we put a lot of emphasis on the titles. That's why I'm saying, though, I'm not putting as much emphasis on the titles with the head coaches. I'm saying, were you around the Super Bowl more often than not? Meaning, were you deep in the playoffs? Were you going to several championships, NFC, AFC championships? Did you get in a few Super Bowls and even lose? If you didn't win five, did you go to five? That's greatness, man. I'm not going to sit here and have conversations about Michael Jordan versus James Harden. Just like I'm not going to have conversations about Mike Shanahan versus Bill Belichick. There's GOATs and there's really good. Mike Shanahan was really good. Sean Payton is really good. But right now, the two best coaches in the league that are going to the Hall of Fame without a shadow of a doubt, it's Bill Belichick and Andy Reid. And that's not just because of only two Super Bowls for Reid. He has the same amount as Shanahan. It was everything else that he did with another team. That stuff matters. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 38 minutes after the hour, we'll jump out now that we've pissed everybody off royally. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
How about this one for you, Angel? If Chris Paul plays for the Wizards, then the Washington Wizards, LA Clippers, and Houston Rockets will have cycled through the same three point guards, meaning Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, and Walt played for the Clippers and played for the Rockets and played for the Wizards. That's absolutely insane. They just keep cycling through these guys. I don't know if Paul will end up with the Wizards or not. It sounds like the Suns still might try to do something to buy him out so that he has an option to go somewhere else, to go to somewhere of his choosing, but I don't know on that one. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Looking at the numbers for Russell Wilson when he was with Seattle, I mean, aside from his rookie season, he wasn't bad. I mean, 3,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and he ran for about 500 yards. His numbers, I mean, just look at the ratings. Rookie year, 100, 101, 95, 110, 92, 95, 110, 106, 105, 103, 84. That is a drastic drop-off. QBR, 74, 67, 68, 63, 60, 36. Like, I can't, like, did Father Time just absolutely come in and destroy Russell Wilson? I just can't see it. We don't, that is a big fall for him. And I'm going back to it. I mean, his last two games without Nathaniel Hackett, two in a row, so there's some consistency there, were not bad. They weren't great, but they weren't bad. 283 and 222 and four touchdowns between the two of them, and then two rushing touchdowns between the two of them, two picks. And that's with Rosberg. Guy will never be a head coach in the league. So, and then you go back and look at Geno Smith, and this is a testament to Pete Carroll and what he's done, man. Pete Carroll, his QBRs, he had never hit over 60 in his career. He'd never hit over 59 in his career. He'd never hit over 57 in his career. It was 60.8. His last year with Seattle. The last year with Seattle. His rating was 100. His yardage was 4,200, a little over, just a little under 4,300. 30 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. Look at that number. I mean, with the Jets, to be fair, his first 2 years with the Jets were realistically only his real shots. It's where he played more than 10 games. But obviously people saw in training camp and everything that, oh, he's not going to be good enough to start for us with the Jets year 3 and 4 and the Giants and the Chargers and Seattle. Obviously Russ beat him out in Seattle those years. But it's night and day difference what coaching can do. And now I'm telling you, Pete Carroll, if he didn't earn some more respect from people, he's still a really good coach, not a Hall of Famer. He should have earned a lot last year because I think we saw how good he was with Russell Wilson, how good he was with Geno Smith, all the while being a defensive-minded coach. Coaching matters. That's why I'm very optimistic about maybe a rebirth of Russell Wilson and his career mixed with a rebirth of Sean Payton. It ain't easy. An easy track for Sean Payton right now. There should be pressure on him. I know there's the Tanners out there that are like, Sean Payton, save us, the savior of the world. No, he bailed on the Saints because they sucked his last year. And then he went into the media. They both have a lot to prove. And I hope that together they can make something pretty magical happen. 46 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out, take a break. What did we learn today? It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. Enjoy Nuggets coverage year-round on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
1:51 the time. You know what I learned today, kind of the theme of the show, was that coaching does matter at every single level. We talked to Steve Smiley, a Division I basketball coach, about what he can do to get his guys right and some of the things that they're doing and watching the Nuggets and the NBA and learning from these teams and following his guys even well after they're with UNC. We talked to Brohard about what Jay Norvell could be. You know, does he have that? He has the likability. He has the football pedigree. Can he put it all together? We're going to find out in year two. And then when I look at Russell Wilson, I look at under Pete Carroll, your numbers were amazing. On your way to the Hall of Fame. Under Nathaniel Hackett, you were one pick away from being benched. Coaching matters. Angel, what did you learn today?
I learned that the more we go into NIL, the more difficult and frustrating it can be, not just for the big-name schools and the big-time players, but for the local schools. You know, the schools like UNC and the schools like CSU, and even they're in different tiers of each other. But the lack of education, the lack of guidelines around NIL is really, you're starting to see it affect more than just college football players making money. It's affecting other companies. It's affecting law firm, or not law firms, but negotiation companies and lawsuits and stuff like that. So we said this would be the wild, wild west of the NIL, and we're seeing it.
Yeah, and I wait for the day, and I don't know if any of the guys we work with are going to do this or whatever, but or talk to, but you know, we don't have to pay Jay Norvell to do a segment. We don't have to pay Steve Smiley to come on and do a segment. It's called promoting your program. If you don't do it, you're losing. I just wait for the day where we go to reach out to a player and basically the school's like, yeah, they wrote back and said they're not interested unless you guys can cut them something. I hope that doesn't get to it, but I've talked about this with Bruce Brown. I believe in making money. Go out there and earn while you can. But no one's going to pay you to wash your hands. No one's going to pay you to get a drink of water. No one's going to pay you to promote yourself or your program. You're using that outlet. So, again, I've already seen this, and I've heard these stories. There's seriously TV stations and radio stations. We wanted to get so-and-so on the program, but he wanted to be paid for the time. I've heard this. It hasn't happened with us just yet. We get players on. We also have weekly shows. Those we do pay for. But if we want a weekly show, or like a week, just a random segment, we're still getting that. It's going to get worse before it gets better, if it does get better. And I sound like a broken record, but all this stuff could have been, at least, you wouldn't have felt the massive punch effect of this if the NCAA was working with it throughout the course of the last 20, 30 years.
Well, everyone's kind of working on it together. These players, like I said, they're not, maybe they're getting education about it, but are they getting enough to make smart financial decisions? Are these businesses understanding what goes into NIL and the types of things that these players, these companies that they're negotiating with to get these deals, like with EA Sports? If a company gets overstepped, is that a lawsuit on your hands because you didn't go through proper channels? So it's a lot of confusion, a lot of learning together, and there's no one overseeing power that's saying, hey, no, you're actually supposed to do it like this.
Yeah, and again, you're right on the players. Like, do they know where the money's coming from? When a business says, I'm going to support you, I mean, again, I have stories upon stories upon stories of all this stuff. I just hope it can get regulated. I hope we can figure this out. Maybe we can, maybe we can't. That's going to do it for us. We will be off tomorrow. We'll be back. Yeah, we got Rockies coverage coming up at 10 o'clock. So maybe back the last 20 minutes or so. But we'll hit it on Thursday. Back ready to rock and roll. And Thursday's the NBA draft. So that'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.